Deepening scandal, more compromising photos of Democrat Congresswoman Katie Hill emerge. By Kyle Morris on October 24, 2019. Representative Katie Hill, DCA, an openly bisexual member of Congress, was hit with yet another series of compromising photos on Thursday amid a House Ethics Committee investigation into her questionable behavior. The latest photos, which were first published by the Daily Mail, show what appears to be a fully nude Hill with a bong in her hand, and another photo that shows Hill kissing a staff worker on her congressional campaign. The staff worker, who was reportedly involved in a throuple relationship with Hill and Hill's husband, Kenny Heslip, was identified by the Daily Mail as Morgan Desjardins of Santa Clarita, California. A waist tattoo on Hill of what appears to be an iron cross can be seen in the nude photo, which was taken on September 11, 2017, in which Hill is holding a bong. While it is unclear whether Hill possessed a medical marijuana card at the time the photo was taken, it is clear that the photo was taken before recreational marijuana was legal in California. Last week, Breitbart News's Hannah Blow reported on Red State's claims against Hill. Red State obtained text messages and photos which allegedly suggest that Representative Katie Hill, who is currently undergoing divorce proceedings, carried out a two-year relationship with one of her female staffers, who was hired in 2017. Hill's husband, Kenny Heslip, was reportedly part of the throuple relationship, a term used to describe three individuals involved in a consensual romantic relationship. According to Red State, the three, Hill, Heslip, and the young female staffer, took multiple vacations together, including to Alaska, where this photograph was taken. The image referenced allegedly shows a censored image of Hill brushing the staffer's hair in the nude. Other images allegedly show Hill and the staffer kissing. According to Red State, the throuple's relationship changed once Hill moved to D.C., and Hill broke off her relationships with both Heslip and the staffer, claiming she wanted to focus on this important work and that it wasn't fair to be involved in a relationship. The outlet shared screenshots of text messages allegedly between Hill and the staffer, who was distraught and trying to figure out how to move on with her life. In a letter sent to her constituents on Wednesday, Hill apologized and said she hopes people will respect the staffer's privacy. Earlier this year, Hill and Heslip divorced. In a statement following the divorce, Hill claimed it was an abusive marriage. "I am going through a divorce from an abusive husband who seems determined to try to humiliate me," Hill said in the statement. "I am disgusted that my opponents would seek to exploit such a private matter for political gain." She added, "This coordinated effort to try to destroy me and the people close to me is despicable and will not succeed. I, like many women who have faced attacks like this before, am stronger than those who want me to be afraid." Earlier this week, Hill denied that she had an affair with two different staff members despite photographic and text message evidence of the affairs already published by conservative website Red State. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.